This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
You're tuned in to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. This is episode 53, recorded Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. I'd do that for a dollar. You're tuned in to the 8 Days of Geek podcast. No health food here, it's just junk food for your brain. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me from the comfort of my own home is Brandon Williams.
The Miller Mansion.
Yes, he actually put it on Foursquare because that's what I needed. Someone to be able to be the mayor of my own house.
That way you and your wife can battle it out.
You know what, in all honesty, I always forget. I always forget to check into Foursquare. So someone else will be the mayor of my house. I almost guarantee it. My neighbors will be the mayor of my house, I'm sure. So
I'm going to come over tomorrow just so I can claim mayorship.
Woohoo! I got to keep checking in now constantly. This might help me remember to check in everywhere else. All right. As far as tech news goes, a lot of it's inside baseball, but there are a couple things I think will one thing that will definitely interest you a little bit, and one thing that just boggled my mind because of the sheer numbers. First, we're going to start with neither of those two things. Surprise.
Oh!
I know. See how I turned that? Wow. Anyway, AT&T has decided to pull their application to the FCC for the T-Mobile merger in order to get the FCC's approval. Because of all the crap that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, is putting them through and suing to stop the merger and all that good junk, AT&T has decided to shrink the battlefield a little bit and only deal with the DOJ first, then deal with the FCC. The FCC has already expressed their distaste for this merger. The DOJ obviously doesn't like it because they're suing for it. This is not going well for AT&T. This is not going well at all. Now, basically,
it could be worse, though. They could be T-Mobile.
I still don't know if it's good for T-Mobile or not. I mean, now, one thing I can tell you is bad for T-Mobile is having to wait and wait out this thing and see if they're actually going to be bought or not. That is really what the money that AT&T, the cancellation money, is going to go to pay for if it does get canceled, is all of the advertising and the sales and everything that T-Mobile has had to deal with by holding their breath. And even though I believe it was $39 billion is what they're going to be getting, it's shady. The whole thing is just so shady. It's ridiculous. I mean, granted, it's AT&T, and we all know how I feel about them. Now, the DOJ, like I said, did sue to stop the merger so that they could figure things out. AT&T has actually said that they may have to divest 40% of the assets in order, you know, basically give away 40% of T-Mobile just to make the merger work.
Well, I don't even think they want 60% of it, so, I mean,
no,
that makes sense.
No, they don't. I think they want the name, maybe the customer service, and the network. That's it.
Oh, yeah. A couple stores here and there in areas that
don't have AT&T stores.
Exactly. But the rest of it they'll sell to like their underlings, US Cellular or something.
Exactly. So that's, the DOJ guidelines require, it's really one of those things where all of these situations are going to be met. They require a remedy in place to be able to replace the market power of T-Mobile when they get, absorbed. Any new entity has to have a nationwide network comparable to T-Mobile's, which covers 90% of of America. It has to offer exclusive handsets. And, you know, all these things that T-Mobile does, somebody has to be in place to take their place. Not going to happen. You know, I mean, you're taking out a pretty – I mean, while T-Mobile is the lowest – network out there right now, you're still taking out a giant chunk of the U.S.'s cellular network. So, you know, AT&T is basically they've completely slammed on the brakes in getting FCC approval. They will have to deal with the DOJ first, and I don't really see that going well for them. So
yeah, I at first I was all for saying this is going to happen regardless, but the more that you know, the more wrenches that keep getting thrown in the gears, the more I'm thinking it's going to slow it down. But I mean, with this giving away 40% thing, this might be exactly what they needed to get it going. Because I mean, they can probably do 40% if they sell the contracts with the companies, because they already have contracts with companies, so they don't really need to worry about, you know, who Samsung and everything like that is. They sell those to anyone else. It doesn't matter. But I'm thinking that Sprint may try to help them with the merger now, especially if they know 40% of the company's online. I don't see why Sprint wouldn't be like, okay, how about this? We buy that 40%, and that'll increase ours. You know, we'll buy the stuff that we need and what we could use, and then you get what you need, and we both get bigger.
It's possible.
Which would be fantastic. Unfortunately, Sprint probably won't do it. It'll probably be like Verizon. So then yeah, those two just get even bigger. So.
Which would suck.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Sprint, and I like Sprint. The Department of Justice, the hearing for the lawsuit is supposed to kick off in February. Nothing like doing things in a timely manner, right? Because this has only been going for about a year. AT&T has said that they are going to get their way through that trial before they resubmit their application for FCC approval. All right. This one, Brandon, I think might interest you. It might not. Who knows? I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So have you ever heard of the I believe when it came to this particular actor, they said it was 5 degrees. The 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Well, they'd call it Bacon number or whatever.
Okay.
Six degrees of separation has been something that's been named for years. Yeah. But the Bacon number was can you relate this person to Kevin Bacon, exactly. Which I can relate mine to Kevin Bacon. We can relate anybody to Kevin Bacon, really, exactly. As long as they've had some interaction with somebody at one point or exactly. Know somebody now, that has something to do with movies or something.
Originally, it was the 6 degrees of separation. That was the theory that any two people would be able to be connected by no more than 6 different interactions with other people. You know, like this person is related to this person, and this person was at this business with the person, blah, 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 on and on, for 6 different people, you know, in between you and the other person. Facebook recently had a study done, and it's now said that with the way that social networking is involved with, you know, the way people interact with one another, it is actually 4.74 degrees of separation. So you're even closer to Kevin Bacon. Yeah!
Let's just round that up to 5.
Might as well. 5 degrees of separation is still – that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Worldwide.
That is good.
If, you know, over the entire world, it's 5.28. You know, yeah. Hey.
I was about to say, I don't see how they can direct me to, like, you know, a newborn in Africa. But, you know, whatever. We'll you see never what they
know.
Say.
You never know. You could have accidentally you might have donated to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross donated to this person's family, and this person's family gave them a new toy because of it. Yeah? Right?
Except for the Red Cross part.
No.
I'm sure.
Except for the entire theory. That actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a simple story. But I thought it was interesting that we're getting closer and closer to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd be as close to Kevin Bacon as he wants me. That sounded dirty.
Whoa.
I just really like bacon.
Yeah. I'm a bacon
fan. And he's a good actor.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that this is not actually in the notes? I'm going to go off notes. Oh, God. Microsoft, in order to gain more or poach, I'm just going to say it, poach employees from other tech companies, has actually started setting up bacon wagons to bring the employees in, offering free bacon with any number of toppings, including like gravy and chocolate and all kinds of stuff. I really should have looked up this story before we started, because this is – it's just a fantastic little story.
I would move the technology company that I work for, I would totally leave it to go to a place that's giving me bacon.
I just, yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things where
I don't think I'm the prime example of somebody they want at Microsoft, but you know,
yeah,
maybe PR or something.
You know, it's one of those things. One of their places. Let's see here. Microsoft's efforts to recruit more engineers for its Kinect for Windows team, so that's actually using the Kinect on the PC side, is sponsoring a bacon cart, giving out free bacon. They were at Amazon's headquarters in South Lake Union. they're scheduled for Fremont yesterday, I think. I don't know if they actually made it. That's near Google and Adobe's offices. You know, it bacon, you know, it's cool stuff. Free bacon.
Bacon is anyway. The universal, you know, unifier. Yeah.
So
except for like Jewish people, they don't like bacon that much.
Really?
Yeah, it's not kosher.
Really? Okay.
it's serious. I'm not making a joke.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know you're being serious, but
and vegetarians and vegans, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah, and there are a lot of vegetarians and vegans in that area. You, but then again, there were a lot of bacon lovers on the planet, so get me some bacon with some chocolate sauce on top. Really, what I think they're doing is they're saying, hey, we'll give you free bacon if you join us. And then they give them free bacon. And if they don't join them, they give them more free bacon, and their arteries harden up, and then they die. And then, haha, so Adobe, we killed your entire development team. Right? I mean, that's a sound thought.
The only problem is bacon is quite expensive.
Well, it is Microsoft, though.
That's true.
Okay. That one was really off notes, but I liked it. It's good. Bacon stories.
Any story that involves bacon.
Exactly.
If we had a segment that was dedicated to bacon, I wouldn't be too upset.
We'd be rich and we'd be popular. Put that on the notes. Bacon section in podcast. All right. This is the one that boggles me. If I were going to ask you to, I know you don't know any, you know, like major platform programming or anything, but just guess. If I were to ask you to make me an application for the iPhone that let me punch in some numbers, just basic numbers like the temperature and the humidity outside, and then you pushed a button and it gave me the heat index and gave me tips on how to avoid getting too hot. How much do you think I would be paying you to give me this app, to make this app for me?
To make the app?
To make the app.
One developer.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty much a one-person job. It's a calculator.
So, and I mean, they're coming up with the algorithm.
It's well, the algorithm, nothing. It's a single... It's the heat index equation is all it is. So it's basically something I could do on a calculator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's easy.
And graphics, I don't know, $600.
Okay, that's pretty good. The OSHA probably should have gotten in touch with you because OSHA decided to have this app made. You know, and how cool was that? You know, let's have an app that tells people exactly how hot they're feeling. Instead of how hot it is outside, because humidity increases it. Now, I'm looking at a website.
That's why when people in Arizona complain about people here where we are in Missouri, and they're like, oh, it was 120 here today. You're like, yeah, well, it may have only been 105 here in Missouri, but you can swim through the air. So it was actually 178 or something like that.
I like when people tell me that. Well, it's only 120 here. It doesn't feel that hot. And I'm like, you know, he goes, it's a dry heat.
Oh, yeah, it's a dry heat. Okay, what does that mean?
It's a dry heat.
It's still hot.
Yeah, it's still 120 freaking degrees.
Yeah.
I don't care how dry it is. The only difference between...
I went through Vegas. When I was in Vegas, they're like, oh, it's going to be about 110 today, but it's okay. It's a dry heat. And I walk outside, I'm like, no, it's still really, really hot.
Yeah, it's...
And the dry heat, all that means is my sweat evaporates, so my body can't cool down.
Yeah.
And also, dry heat means the concrete is... Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've been to Vegas. I know you have. But people listening, it's blacktop everywhere.
Oh,
right?
It sucks up the heat, man.
So it just absorbs heat. And it just – not only are you getting cooked from above because of the sun, you're cooked from below. It's like you're in a freaking broiler.
That's awesome.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nice.
Anyway, but it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Now, I have a website up on my computer that lets me calculate the heat index. Okay, that it literally does exactly what this app does. Okay, this website's free. Now, OSHA, while they could have paid you $600 to make this app, we'll say even better, we'll give you $2,000. All right, we'll put you through $1,000 worth of school.
Woohoo.
To learn how to program it.
The training involved, yeah, like $2,000. Okay.
Yeah, we'll give you $2,000. We'll get you $1,000 worth of schooling just to be just to take a few classes and learn how to develop for it. And then we'll give you $1,000 to make it. Guess what? They still would have saved $198,000.
Jesus Christ.
$200,000 is what they paid for this app to be made. $200,000.
And that's something that you can already get, technically.
Yeah, I would have done it for five.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I know how to program for these platforms. I would have done it for $5,000. OSHA, call me next time you need an app that's like this. This is ridiculous. So, basically, this is what your tax money is going for, is for iOS apps for people who can't go to a website and find out for themselves.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you, but a blue jay just ran right directly into your door.
That's awesome.
I just watched it happen. It was hilarious.
We got a lot of birds around here. I was in an apartment.
Bird country.
Yeah, can't stop here, man. It's back country. I was in an apartment before. I didn't have trees, and I'm not used to the birds. I like them, but I'm not used to them. Every once in a while, one will fly next to my office window and just like slam into it and be like, "Hey, what's going on, buddy?" Not good stuff. Not good stuff. Anyway,
I forget that birds are dumb sometimes.
They are stupid. Oh, they're dumb. Dumb and blind. So, you know, it's one of this thing. It was coded by a UK firm. Yeah. Tax money. Come on.
Hold on. The American tax money
was going to
a British
developer? Yeah. This sounds
They gave $200,000 to a British developer.
Oh, yeah. It sounds to me like somebody knew somebody and they were getting paid off just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Because there's plenty of people in America that have that same exact knowledge and would love to have a job to do something like that.
I know. I talked to online in several forums a couple of guys who are probably in their teens that could do this. And they would be happy to do it for a couple grand and some hot pockets. You know? So, yeah, OSHA, you might want to shop around next time you're going
to. That's actually how I get paid at work.
It's in Hot Pockets?
Yeah, they dump a load of money in Hot Pockets in front of me at the end of each month.
That'd be awesome. Now, wait. Are they frozen or are they cooked Hot Pockets?
It depends how well I did. I'm commission-based.
You sold 3 phones. We're going to microwave half your Hot Pockets for you. Heck yeah! Anyway, all right, so... Yeah, that's literally the top of the tech news. So that shows you exactly how exciting the tech world has been lately. It's the holidays. It's going to slow down for us. Now we've got games. First thing, Skyrim. In our last episode, I believe, I was talking about the fact that it was 2 episodes ago. I was talking about the fact that if you installed it on your hard drive on your 360, chances were it would glitch up, give you all kinds of problems, and the textures wouldn't load correctly. Bethesda has put out the patch yesterday, which was Tuesday. That marked the PS3 patch. Then the PC and the 360 patch come out today on Wednesday. I have not installed this yet, but reports coming in from the internet, you've got about 90% are saying it fixes all the issues. 10% are saying it fixes some issues and creates more. There are videos of dragons in the game flying backwards through the sky and staying away.
No, that's not an issue. That's just the dragon showing off.
Nice. Yeah, so, check it out. You can always uninstall updates from your 360 if this does cause you more problems. Give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot as soon as we're done here and see if it messes up my game. It better not. And frankly, I'm getting tired of hearing my Xbox disk drive running. So, yeah. I really need to install that game. All right. This is on another Skyrim related note. This is a video from a group of guys. Yeah, that sounded bad if you just stop it right there. But anyway.
it's called the Dude's Toilet.
No, it's not called the Dude's Toilet. Don't look for the Dude's Toilet. You will never find it. Anyway, it is called Unnecessary Censorship. They have a whole bunch of these on YouTube, so go check them out. They're freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Basically, the count. The yeah, count. They, oh, my God.
They take anything. This particular group really likes the video game. So they take a video game. They take someone saying something in that game, and they bleep out words that aren't curse words. But when they are taken out of the sentence, they sound so dirty. So here's Unnecessary Censorship for The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Halt!
You're not gonna
fuck
me!
You're not gonna fuck me!
I've got better things to do than listen to more of your fantasies.
You'll see. It was a dragon. It'll all, and then you'll believe me.
Father says I'm too young to train with the sword, so I practice with my. You're new around here, so I'll go easy on you, but don't get on my bad side. Get me mad, and I'll you, and not a little, a lot.
I say that all the time.
As you to find that big black.
Yeah, we get
I
that
was
one.
Just as surprised as you to find that big black.
Go away.
Dragon.
I have more important things on my mind right now. I don't strangers.
Fine. Whatever you want. Can't you just me and get it over with?
It's no fun getting pushed around all the time. Well, I used to sneak out at night and try to tip over the big ox in the Greymane's yard. And me and Mila used to climb up on the roof of Dragon's Reach. But I don't do that stuff anymore. Father keeps me, and then I get in trouble.
Let them come. I have no fear, for Talos is my ally, and I am his prophet. His is upon my lips. His in my throat.
When you get to be my age, you'll come to miss the smell of strange, I know.
Boys, girls, dogs, elders. There's nobody I won't.
Yeah, so good stuff. Definitely go check them out on YouTube. Unnecessary censorship. They've got one for L.A. Noire, which I have to check that out sooner or later. Because that game just has funny written all over it with unnecessary censorship.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one caught me off guard. This story. I was reading through my news feed trying to find gaming stories, and this angers me deeply. The PS Vita. Hey, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a flatbread sandwich, and it has like a lot of lettuce and lamb meat.
And exorbitant amount of money.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, the PS Vita, of course, which is Sony's new portable gaming system that has yet to be released. It's going to be released sometime next year. The memory card that goes in it is actually it's a proprietary card, so you have to buy their memory card to make it work.
Ah, back to the days of PS1 and PS2.
Exactly. So this is aggravating, number one, that it's a proprietary memory card, that it's stupid. I mean,
that is stupid. The only thing cool about memory cards, the only cool thing about memory cards is that you can bring it to other systems.
Yeah. And I mean,
how often do you actually do that?
Yeah. I had an Xbox 360 memory card, and I think I gave it to you because I never used it.
Yeah, I borrowed it, and it's been in like my cup that I have next to my stuff for like, I don't know, 6 months.
Never used it. So anyway, with the PS Vita, the memory card prices have leaked, and this is a very big surprise. They're really freaking expensive, like dumb expensive. All right, the 4 gigabyte card is rumored to cost $30.
Oh, wait. I was taking a drink when you did that.
But wait, there's more.
Hold on, I'm thirsty. Tell me while I take a drink.
8 gigabytes will cost you $45. 16 gigabytes will cost you $69. And finally, because they haven't rammed it up,
the computer is soaked.
Because they haven't rammed it up your posterior quite enough, 32 gigabytes will cost you $120. Yeah.
And you can't use USB sticks for this.
I get, yeah, definitely. It's a proprietary format, so these are the cards you got to get. And after reading these prices, I peed and pooped.
Yeah. At the same time.
Yeah.
Just, I vomited and crap myself at the same moment.
By the way, Brandon, in response to one of your tweets, you asked everyone on Twitter to describe their bowel movement with a movie title.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, Tremors 2, Aftershocks.
Mine, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
I just had to put those in. That was just too good.
Still, right. The best one was a friend of mine said, Seabiscuit. That's all he said.
Man. Phew. Anyway, so yeah, these cards are stupid expensive, stupid proprietary, and all around a stupid idea.
This is where Xbox is pulling ahead of them, because they do stuff like, you know what, we make a ton of money off of this and this and this. Why not just use your 4 gig thumb drive you already have? Are you telling me that the PS Vita is not going to have USB ports in it?
Yeah, well, even so, then, you know. I mean, what about micro SD cards? These are a constant thing for most cell phones have them now. They're on store shelves everywhere. You know, you could get a micro SD card, 16 gigabytes.
A 4 gig will run you like $7.99.
Exactly. But then you wouldn't be buying it from Sony. And Sony
needs...
Well,
we all know how Sony is about their crap. Remember micro SD? And they had mini SD. You had it for their phones.
Yeah.
Sony Ericsson phone.
What about,
you had a special card.
Memory
how about
stick?
SD cards or a Memory Stick Pro Duo? Sony was the only person that used that on their cameras. I mean, they're kind of famous for having their memory be their memory, but boy, that's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. It aggravates the crap out of me. Sony, don't be a douche. Go with something that everybody uses.
You know what? You know how you can use any thumb drive on an Xbox?
Yeah.
At least with Xbox, if you buy an Xbox formatted thumb drive, they give you something for it.
Yeah, you get like, game downloads or
yeah,
stuff like that.
A good example is a 4 gig thumb drive will run me $10. I can get one for $10. I can get one for $5 because of my discount where I work. So there's that, you know. But if I get a 4 gig card from Xbox, it's going to cost me $20. Now, why would I do that other than it's already formatted? You know, I guess that's cool, but is that $10 cool?
It's
no.
60 seconds worth of looking at a screen.
Exactly. But they give you, on the 4 gig, they give you a free animal for connectables. And it's the only way you can get this baby white tiger or whatever on connectables is through this. So, yeah, there you go. I don't mind people – you know, that's been a thing companies have done for years, and I get it. If PS3 was like, you know, buy our memory cards, but here's this limited edition gun for Nathan Drake and, you know, and then you'd be like, oh, my God, that's awesome, and you'd get it.
Yeah,
so
but no.
They better give you something else with it.
They
especially
do.
$110 for – you can almost buy a Wii for $110.
You know what they don't give you with it? A bottle of lube, which is, I think
– and it's got corners.
Yeah, it does. All right. Anyway, that is the game news for right now. This is depressing, in all honesty. The video game releases this week are really sparse. Really, really sparse. There is like no – I had trouble even finding games that came out. I had to reach deep into the indie game hole in order to get these. All right.
Indie game hole was a movie I was in one time.
Really? Were you in it with Kevin Bacon?
No. There was a Kevin in it.
And there was Bacon.
It was Kevin Nealon, so it's not as fun, I know.
For the, the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 and the Wii, we have Jaws, Ultimate Predator. Never heard of it. Anyway.
I think it's like a rehashed version of the one that came out on PS2. Remember Jaws Unleashed? That was fun.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, on the...
Unleashed, like Jaws was leashed at some time.
Exactly. Gonna need a bigger boat. On the 360...
Jaws eyes.
Two kids going into the water. On the 360, the PS3, and the Wii, National Geographic Challenge.
Yeah. We said some very colorful comments about this earlier that we cannot repeat on the podcast. But let us tell you that it has to do with something that National Geographic is quite famous for.
When you couldn't get into your dad's stash, National Geographic was always there for you.
National Geographic. It'll have to do.
Yeah. Under the guise of an intelligent educational magazine. Anyway, let's see here. For the Nintendo DS, we have Mario Kart 7.
That's cool.
Yeah, which I'll actually have to pick up.
Here we go.
It's-a me, Mario.
The best part about that game was being the slow cars like Donkey Kong or Bowser, because they're so slow to start. But once you actually got to speed, and if you were a good enough driver, you were always going to win anyway. And if anyone ran into you, they spun out of control because you were so heavy.
Awesome.
I miss Mario Kart. Do you remember playing the old one? Like, you know, on SNES Mario Kart?
Yeah, I do.
And you play it with multiple people. When you play it on one player, it had the map at the bottom, and you'd always put banana peels in certain spots and stuff, and you would love watching the maps, and then you see someone spin all of a sudden, you're like, ha-ha! Gotcha! good times.
All right. Nano Assault also comes out for the DS.
That's a very small attack.
Yeah. And Jungle School, which actually is the...
Didn't you have that already? Oh, that was National Geographic.
Yeah, exactly. let's see here.
What do you learn in Jungle School?
I don't want to know. The rumble in the jungle? The fracas in Caracas? Anyway, PC games. We have Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. ABP Reloaded. That's All Points Bulletin, I believe. Arma X, the 10th Anniversary Edition.
Oh.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Not a very cultured set of games coming out right now. Next week, of course, you've got, I believe, Assassin's Creed Revelations releases for everyone. So, we'll see. All right. Hey, look at that. I went back to the Heat Index windshield calendar, or calculator. Anyway, when we come back from our break... Okay. Brandon's going to talk to us about a lizard, definitely about some Walking Dead, and of course, Bryan Singer, because, you know, I mean, he needs to pop into every podcast that ever happens, right? Just right off the bat. Bryan Singer, so, yeah. All right, so join us right after the break. That sounds like Kermit.
We are having a break now.
Wow, that was a really good Kermit.
Kermit the Frog is a spy.
I just saw the Muppets last week. Come on, Kermited it up. I feel like I should have an afro and like.
Yeah.
I don't do with no jive turkey.
Call you white dynamite.
White dynamite. Have a. Kermit the Frog is my partner.
You go get him, White Dynamite. I will stay here. Yay! Ah! They have guns.
Good stuff.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're welcome.
When you hear the funniest thing about why I'm good at a Kermit the Frog impression? Because for some reason in my household, as a joke. When we impersonate my brother, we use the voice Kermit the Frog. He sounds nothing like Kermit the Frog.
No.
But we always like say whatever in Kermit the Frog's voice, and that's Timmy. And it's always funny. We're like, hey, we are going to hit golf balls today. Does anybody want to join me? And everybody's like, oh, Timmy. And it's like, Timmy doesn't sound anything like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good stuff. All
and
right.
And I will find it. This rainbow connection.
Anyway. Speaking of reptiles, transition. So earlier in the week, I actually put news down that Pez spoiled the lizard's look for Amazing Spider-Man, because they put out these Amazing Spider-Man Pez dispensers. One was Spider-Man, which we've seen. The other was a lizard. And it was a very humanoid-looking lizard, so people were kind of upset. There were people saying it was cool. There were people saying it looked too much like a Goomba from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Hey, I remember those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They looked so awesome.
So since we made that joke earlier, I guess we'll do it now, but we'll just set it up. So anyway, when I yawn, I always go, ah! And Jesse says to me, what was that? And I said, yeah. Oh, when I yawn, I like to make the sound of a boo from Super Mario Brothers.
I said the movie or the game.
I said there were no boos in the movie.
Only from the audience.
So he referenced the fact that it's a horrible movie. Anyway, so the people are saying it looks like a Goomba. People are saying that it looks like there's a bunch of different things. They're saying it looks like the things from V. I mean, there's been like pictures that we've seen leaked of a lizard that is more reptilian with a longer snout and everything, and they say that this transformation here, the one that we see, and that on the link you'll see the full artist depiction, because I guess Sony was like, oh man, people saw the Pez dispenser, we might as well release a picture so they see it better. So after that, they showed the full thing. Well, now they're saying that is just mid-transformation. And the original lizard was more humanoid than he was lizard-like. His face wasn't elongated. He still had the shape of a human head. He just had a lizard look and a tail. So he's going to be that, and eventually throughout the movie turn into a more feral lizard creature by the end of it. So it should be interesting to see what they're going to do with it. And, I mean, the lizard's a great villain. Unfortunately, he follows the same exact path as every Spider-Man villain, which is he's not really a bad guy, just bad stuff happened to him, so he became a villain. You know, that's everyone. Yeah. Everyone is that same exact method.
Exactly.
So, and so what's the deal with the Green Goblin? Well, you know, Norman Osborn wasn't that bad of a guy, but he used the Goblin Serum on him and became evil. Oh. What's to do with Dr. Octopus? Well, he's not really that bad of a guy, but, you know, horrible. He got deformed because all this stuff attached to his body, and then he became a bad guy. Oh. All right. What's the deal with – let's see. Who else do we have? Sandman? Well, no, Sandman was kind of a bad guy originally, so I guess he breaks the mold. But there's a lot of characters that follow that. Even Scorpion technically wasn't that bad of a guy. He was like a small-time crook. And then he became Scorpion, got stuck in the suit, and became evil. So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's comic book stuff. Yeah. Lizards Revealed, go look at it. Comment on what you think about it. I actually like the look of it.
I do too. He's creepy.
I can see that fighting Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah, and his eyes like, follow me as I move.
I mean, I could see that being as fast as Spider-Man too. Because that was always the thing, like, he'll be able to match him blow for blow, which will be really fun to watch. And by the end of the movie, Spider-Man's going to be a little more beat up and slower, and the lizard's just going to be stronger. So it'll be fun to see what they do with it.
Interesting stuff.
While we're talking about superhero movies, you know who the Farley brothers are?
Yes.
They do really raunchy comedies most of the time. They've done some things that are great, some things that are horrible. That was awkward.
Yeah, sorry. Definitely hit my microphone.
Anyway, the Farley brothers, and I don't know if this is actually going to be a movie that comes out or a series of shorts. They're saying it's going to be a movie called Movie 43 Heroes Speed Dating. And it's really weird. Like, you know who Justin Long is?
Yeah.
He's going to be Robin. Jason Sudeikis, you know who that is? SNL. He was in Horrible Bosses.
Yes.
He's going to be Batman. The guy who plays Superman, I can't remember anything he's in. If you saw him, you know him. His name's like Jason Canevos or something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, Bobby Cannavale.
Bobby Cannavale, yeah. The girl from Ricky Bobby, the one that played his wife, she's John Hodgman. You know who the Hodge is, right? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the PC, basically.
Yeah, he's going to be.
He's going to be Penguin.
Kristen Bell, isn't it?
Kristen Bell is Supergirl, which is funny because all the fanboys, that's what they want, you know? So they were like, whoa, this is a joke. Everything in here is a joke except for that, because that seriously is something that we want going on. But they're all speed dating, and the fact that's something that's happening, it's really awkward. What do you think? I mean, can this really become a movie that comes out? How will they get the rights? I mean, just everything seems like it's impossible to me.
Well, what's impossible to me is, let's see here. At the very end of the article you're doing this from, it says, see, here's a rundown of some of the other folks involved with movie for SNL. Chloe Moretz, Gerard Butler.
Well, Emma Stone is not really SNL. Emma Stone is, you know, she was, she's going to be in the new Spider-Man movie.
I thought she was with SNL now. Because Hugh Jackman.
That's Leonidas. That's Wolverine.
Anna Faris from Scary Movie.
She's in a ton of comedies.
Kate Winslet, of course. Yeah, knocked.
That's, you know, Oscar award-winning actress from Tight
Board. Naomi Watts. Uma Thurman.
Naomi Watts, if you saw her, you know her. I cannot think of a movie she's been in. Yeah. Even though everyone knows who Naomi Watts is.
Yeah. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Gerbil in the butt. Hey, I could say, you know, American Gigolo or First Night.
They're
movies that he's known for. But honestly, when you think of
it, didn't get enough roles. I really like him as an actor. Liv Schreiber.
Liv Schreiber was Sabretooth.
He's also in The Manchurian.
The guy's an amazing actor, by the way.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Like, 5 degrees. Only 5 degrees. Yeah. But yeah, I liked him in The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a good movie.
Heck yeah.
Denzel Washington, not the original, but the remake.
The remake.
Continuing with it. So this movie is like, I mean, just full of stars and full of characters. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea what this is. Is this a joke? Is this just going to be a series? I have no idea. But anyway, that's all I have about that. Like you saw, you're reading the article. It's just, it's confusing. It's hard to even comprehend what they could possibly wanting to do. Walking Dead, which I love Walking Dead. And I mean, before we get on to this, I'm going to go with, there's a lot of people online and complaining about Walking Dead, saying it's a soap opera. Them read the books. None of them read it. And I think that's the problem. You're not reading the books. You don't get that. It's all about the human condition. The zombies are a third, maybe even fourth. Number three is just plain survival on anything, not just zombies, surviving anything. Number four is the zombies. I mean, they are like the least important part of The Walking Dead. It's all about the humans. The mid-season finale, holy crap, it was good. It gave me chills. It was so insane. But people are complaining, saying it's no good and that it's too slow. I don't know who these people – I don't get it. I just don't get why they're saying this, because I think it's amazing. But these are probably the same people that hate Mad Men, hate Breaking Bad, you know, hate shows like that. But to kind of ram my point home a little more, they had 7 million viewers on the season premiere, which is amazing numbers, right? And the numbers did go down. Numbers go down off of season premieres. They always do. People catch reruns and people record. I mean, there's a lot of things with as far as catching it on a later day. There's a lot of times where they don't register everything. But this mid-season finale had 6.6 million viewers. That's their second highest they've ever had. And honestly, it was such a good episode that I don't see how people won't – those 6.6 million people, I don't see how they would want to even not continue on with this. It was so good.
Good stuff.
Fantastic show, by the way. Fantastic.
I guess I need to start watching it.
Yeah, definitely. It's very dramatic, though. I don't know if it's up your alley.
Yeah, I'm weird like that.
Yeah. In other news, Bryan Singer. We all know Bryan Singer. Did X-Men. Did, you know, he's done some okay stuff. He's not a horrible guy. He did Superman, you know, things like that. He is going to produce and direct a new TV show. It's a remake of an old TV show, and I like the idea that they're turning it into a TV and not remake it into a movie, so that's interesting. And I guess in this time and age, it makes sense because of the popularity of this kind of culture, but The Munsters is going to be coming back.
That's awesome.
And I mean, Frank Darabont, this guy won an Oscar for, oh my God, Shawshank Redemption, right? And he directed and produced Walking Dead season one. So big time directors going into TV is not unheard of. I mean, that guy is a huge time. So Bryan Singer coming in and doing this. I mean, J.J. Abrams still does TV. So, and Bryan Singer coming in to do The Munsters should be fun. I hope that he is as lighthearted as it should be, and I hope he doesn't take a dark turn on it, because I love the idea of The Munsters just being the happy-go-lucky family. with the popularity of vampires and werewolves and everything like that right now, even if it is a different type, it will help bring in viewers. And in all honesty, I think now is a better time than any to try to get this going. So it should be fun. He's really good at character development. His like big thing is that characters work well together. So,
you know what I never understood with the monsters?
What's okay. that?
The mother and the father are obviously, you know,
doing it.
No, well, no. Well, obviously.
Well, I thought you were going to refer to the fact, like, you know, he's a Frankenstein and she's a vampire, and her father is a vampire.
Yeah,
and their kid's a werewolf.
Okay, so she is in fact a vampire.
Yes, okay. She's like Elvira.
Then that so. Kind of explains the reason their kid is a little messed up.
Well, he's a werewolf, which yeah, makes no that, sense. Because why? If you mix a dead guy, because I mean, you know, Frankenstein, he's dead.
Yeah,
yeah. Herman Munster is a Frankenstein. He is a vampire. Grandpa is a vampire.
Yeah.
So why would they the have a werewolf, child? Who knows?
Yeah, that was my question. Why is the kid a werewolf? I mean, I enjoy the show and all, but
no,
that's such a stretch. Anyway, all right. I'm sorry.
Why do they have a dragon?
Well,
why do they have a niece that's human? And if they have a niece that's human, one of them have a brother or sister that's human or something? And why have we never met this brother or sister? I mean, there's a lot of questions. So back then, they didn't worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all things I'm sure will be explained in the movie. Probably not. Yes. But, you know.
TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
On to comics. This is my last bit of news. So a man's cleaning his attic, right? Tell me if you've heard this one. A man's cleaning his attic up. Gotta clean it. Oh, look, a box of old newspapers and stuff. Comics, war comics, no one cares. Oh, it's Amazing Fantasy. Oh, it's the first appearance of Spider-Man.
What?
Yeah. So, and that comic has sold for up to $1.2 million. He's only going to get $12,000 out of it.
Yeah, well, only.
Yeah, only.
If I only had one little magazine that would fetch $12,000.
Exactly. But the fact that, you know, there's 12 – the fact that, you know, whoever buys it, I assume they're going to immediately grade it and get it sealed so that it can no – it won't damage itself anymore, which will make sense, and that will be great. That means there will be another one out there, which – I mean, I like the idea that there's a bunch out there because, like, the first appearance of Superman, there's very few out there. I mean, there's less than 100. I mean, there's less than, like – I think last time they checked, there was less than, like, 40. I can't remember quite. So, and those are, you know, $1.5 million a piece, those guys. So.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's just one of those things that I love Nick Cage for even more.
Oh, he loves comics. He wanted to be Superman so bad.
Yeah, that he's a real life comic book fanatic, and it's great.
They're really dark, though. Like, really dark.
Hmm.
So,
I did not know that.
And, yeah, you know, I keep all my comics, and I know that a lot of them aren't worth any money right now, but the way I look at it is if I can pass them to my kids and my kids can actually keep them somewhere safe until they're old, then maybe my grandchildren or my grandchildren's children, maybe they'll come up with something that's worth a ton of money because they only get more valuable, honestly. So – if you read comics, take good care of them. Keep them, you know? Collect comics for, if anything, when you're old enough to retire, there'll be X amount of years. Collect action figures that are, you know, I still have I have a ton of sealed action figures. And, you know, I have, like, from 1987, I have a figure that's sealed. And right now, this figure sold for $5.50 in 1987. I can sell it right now for about $25. So that's only been 25 years, right? I'm hoping to live at least another 35 years. So if, you know, it continues in growth the way it was, then, you know, by the time I'm old, I'll be able to sell it for quite a bit of money, and it'll be one little thing I'm selling. And that's only one of the
many. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that about cuts it up for the rap.
Cuts it up.
That cuts it up.
That cuts it up.
That cuts it up into a billion.
Head in the bed at night, so you wake up to a bloody mess. Godfather style. Wow.
Yep. See, it's not just me.
No, I was right. I just, I
you
tried
just
to
said it really
right
weird.
And I,
yeah. Well, we've been working on the 8 Days of Geek best of for just a little bit too long today, I think.
That's right.
We've got so many jokes from past episodes in our heads, it's kind of starting to rattle around a little bit. So, Brandon, rattle on about where they can find, follow, and or stalk you.
Rabble. Of course you can find me on Twitter, at Brando Supreme. I am quite the active Twitterer. Lately I actually haven't, surprisingly. But usually I am very, very active. I comment back. I do a lot with it. I also help with the sites that Jesse does as well. And the site at 8 Days Geek is actually a follow back. So if you follow it, and we do a little bit of essay, so it might take a day to make sure you're not a porn bot or a spammer. But if you follow it, it will follow you back. So there's that. That's cool. Other than that, you can find me on the site doing what I do, which will soon be slightly different. You'll learn more about that closer to the end of the year because we are going through some changes for the new year. But you can still find me, which is something that has never changed. You can email me at Brandon. I said at again. Brandon at Gmail or at atsgeek.com. Brandon at atsgeek.com.
Out with it, soldier. It's awesome. All
anyway,
right.
Your turn.
My turn. I'm going to do this so much smoother than you. Would you just watch? I'm going to bust this out. Anyway, you can follow, find, and stalk me on Twitter. I'm at Pen of Doom. That's the @ PENOFDOOM. You can get me on the internets on my email. That's Jesse, JESSE, @ 8daysgeek.com. If you want to find all of my links to all of my stuff, like my Google Plus and everything, you can head over to about.me/Jesse Miller. You'll be able to find everything you want right there. Including a pretty little picture. So, beyond that, we've got a voicemail number that I really would love for all of you to give us a Christmas present and call in. Leave us your Christmas wishes. Please. That number is, of course, 754-273-6397.
I'm sorry, the jingle bells were too loud. Can you say that again?
The jingle bells. I got your jingle bells right here. 754-273-6397. Which, as I have said before, is a Hollywood, California line with the ending numbers of NEWS for news. Because that's how cool we are.
Whoop whoop.
But you know, play is gonna be hating because that's their job. Yeah, I said that.
Wow. How awfully white of you.
I know. It was really white. I got a friend who says that all the time. Anyway, that I'm white, not that term.
No.
Anyway, so join us next week. And we have, what was our count? 2 episodes until the grand best of 8 Days a Geek, you know?
You definitely got to listen to that one because it also have a lot of information about what's going to be happening in the new year.
There are huge changes, not just to the site, but also to the podcast that are going to be happening. So be sure to check out that episode because your favorite 8 Days Geek podcast might be a little different when you come back. And I would hate for you to get left in the dark. Of course, we will also be posting to the blog about the changes. That way you have some more heads up. But really, you should just be listening to the podcast. I mean, come on. You know? Come on.
I'm walking here.
It's gonna blow. Anyway, join us next week. More fun shall ensue. Brandon, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to all of you. Yep.